The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class covers the warranty on spare parts in a car repair, what rights we have if a problem arises after the repair, and the implications for fleet management. The warranty on spare parts in a car repair. Knowing the regulations and warranty conditions is essential to avoid inconveniences and ensure that, in the event of a premature breakdown or malfunction of the replaced parts, we can file a claim without setbacks. Below, we analyze everything you need to know about the warranty on car parts. Legal warranty on spare parts in a repair. The regulations in Spain are explained below, which will be very similar or the same in many countries. In Spain, the regulations establish that new spare parts used in a repair have a minimum 3-year warranty, although before 2022, it was only 2. However, to benefit from this warranty, it is essential that the spare parts be new and approved. Furthermore, the workshop must provide a detailed invoice indicating the parts replaced and the services performed, which will serve as a backup in the event of future claims. Warranty on rebuilt and used spare parts. In some cases, people choose to install rebuilt or used spare parts, especially to reduce costs. In these cases, the warranty conditions vary. Rebuilt spare parts, these have a 1-year warranty, as they have been reconditioned for reuse. Used spare parts from junkyards or private individuals, the warranty depends on the supplier and usually ranges from 15 days to 1 year, although some spare parts are not covered at all. If you decide to install used spare parts, it is essential to request documentation and invoices that prove the purchase and the condition of the part, which will facilitate any claims in case of problems. Warranty on common spare parts such as the battery or alternator. Some car parts have specific warranties depending on the manufacturer and type of part, batteries. The warranty period is 3 years, depending on the manufacturer. However, this coverage does not cover normal wear and tear caused by use. Alternator. If it's new, its warranty is 3 years. If it's rebuilt, the warranty is 1 year. If it's installed by a repair shop, the shop must guarantee its installation for 3 months or 2,000 kilometers, whichever comes first. How to claim a warranty on a repair. If after a repair you notice a malfunction in the replaced parts, follow these steps to claim. Review the invoice and documentation. Make sure the repair shop detailed the repair and the parts replaced. Contact the repair shop. Explain the problem and request a solution within the warranty period. File a complaint. If the repair shop refuses to repair the defect free of charge, you can file a complaint with the Municipal Consumer Information Office or contact a motorist's advocacy association. Tips for taking advantage of the spare parts warranty. To ensure you can file a claim in the event of a breakdown, follow these recommendations. Always keep invoices and documentation of the repair and the replaced parts. Request new parts and make sure the repair shop offers a written warranty. Rely on repair shops with good references and avoid unofficial services that cannot guarantee their work. The spare parts warranty for car repairs is a consumer right that varies depending on the type of part and its origin. New parts have a warranty of up to 3 years, while rebuilt and used parts have shorter periods. Implications for fleet management? To avoid problems, it's essential to request detailed invoices and official documentation, as well as to know the warranty conditions applied by each repair shop or parts supplier. With this information, you can protect the repair and ensure the car receives proper maintenance. In a fleet, it's recommended to use alternative parts from quality parts manufacturers because they are more affordable than official parts from the car manufacturer's brand, thereby reducing costs. If we have our own repair shop and repair our fleet vehicles, it's recommended to reach an agreement with a wholesale parts distributor and include in the agreement the possibility of replacing any defective parts at any time. If we don't have our own workshop, it's recommended to reach an agreement with a company that has a network of workshops across the country. It should include in the agreement that we can replace any defective spare part at any time, as well as specify which spare part brands we want to use. When I was a fleet manager for the Madrid street cleaning service, I had many breakdowns due to dents in bumpers, mirrors, bodywork, etc., and broken clutches with very few kilometers. It didn't matter which spare part was installed because they were constantly being produced. mainly due to the high turnover of drivers who were with the company for very little time and didn't care about braking the vehicle, so they didn't take any care of it. In these cases, it's recommended to use the most affordable spare part brands possible, regardless of the quality of the spare part, or to use second-hand or rebuilt spare parts, because sooner or later they'll have to replace them again. Thank you for your time. The class has covered the warranty on spare parts during car repairs, what rights we have if a problem arises after the repair, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.